Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The long state probation department corruption trial that wound its way through Beacon Hill politics ended with a conviction of the former state probation commissioner, John O'Brien, and two top aides in federal court yesterday. They now face up to 20 years for each of the racketeering, mail fraud, and conspiracy counts. For more this morning on the verdict, as well as its impact on Beacon Hill, we turn now to attorney Randy Chapman, former chair of the criminal justice section of the Massachusetts Bar Association, who also served on a court-established task force on judicial hiring and promotions that was prompted by the probation department scandal. Randy Chapman, good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
Let's start with a sentence. Each count carries up to 20 years in jail. Do you think we'll see sentences like that when the sentences are pronounced by the judge in November?
No. Sentences like that are reserved for people that were involved in racketeering, where there was death or significant drug trafficking. Cases such as this, traditionally, judges impose significantly less serious sentences. I think with respect to at least one of the defendants, William Burke, he probably would be looking at even probation. I think Jack O'Brien would probably be looking at a couple of years. But Judge Young is a stiff sentencer, so I would not be surprised to see even more than that.
Let's talk about House Speaker Robert DeLeo. During the trial, prosecutors named DeLeo as an unindicted co-conspirator, saying he benefited from the illegal rigging of the hiring process by funneling jobs to state lawmakers in exchange for their votes for him as Speaker of the House. DeLeo says he's now vindicated by this ruling because O'Brien, though convicted on some charges, was not convicted on the bribery count. Do you think DeLeo is vindicated?
I think he is. To the extent that there were bribery allegations, which are in this case embedded in the racketeering counts, the jury found that the government had not proven them. So he was essentially vindicated of the allegation of bribery. However, the defendants were found responsible, O'Brien and Tavares, with respect to gratuities. And I think so, in that situation, there was something that was alleged to have been delivered, if you will, to the legislature, namely the jobs in exchange for a better budget, but it was not something like bribery of that magnitude.
Can you parse that out? Can you explain the difference between gratuities and bribery?
Well, bribery is the quid pro quo. In this case, the allegation was that there was this exchange of jobs in exchange for votes for him to support him. That was not proven. The gratuity is more like a tip. It's just saying, thanks a lot, here you go, here's a couple of jobs for your people.
DeLeo is never charged or called to testify, as we know, but is he still on the hot seat in some ways? And do you think he might eventually face charges in this?
I don't think he will face charges. I don't think that the government at this point has proven up to this point the bribery. Now, it's important to also point out that Judge Young severed some of these federal bribery counts and put that on for trial another date. I expect that the government probably will not go forward on those cases. So I think it's highly unlikely under any circumstances that you'll see anyone in the legislature indicted as a result of this case.
And how does this case reflect on the U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts, Carmen Ortiz? Yes, she got the conviction, but once again she faces questions about how she conducted a prosecution because in this case, again, DeLeo was named but not charged or even questioned by prosecutors.
I think that there is certainly a fair criticism of the government in this case that there was to some extent character assassination, which was not proven, and that there is an element of unfairness to take DeLeo and several other legislators and basically attack them and not give them an opportunity to respond to them in any substantive way. But again, in the end, they were partly vindicated, and as far as alleging that this was a criminal enterprise that was going on and that there was substantial mail fraud that was occurring.
Attorney Randy Chapman, former chair of the Criminal Justice Section of the Massachusetts Bar Association, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure.